from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you and welcome into Life Change Weekend. And this is Dino Padrone talking to you. And we're glad that you're on. There are some exciting days happening with our ministry. We have recently opened up the Padrone Ministry College. And one of the things we do believe is that we want to train people in America, but around the world, in the School Without Walls. We want to help people to learn the Word of God and to be able to grow in the Word of God. And we want them to stay in their countries as much as possible. We believe strongly in missions. We are helping missionaries and mission works around the world. But we really want people to think about their own communities and get trained through Padrone Ministry College and then go on and do the work that God has called them to in their communities. So I'm glad to have on with me Rick Ramsey. Rick is on with us a number of times. He is our international director. Rick does other things, of course, but we're so thrilled with his part in Dino Padrone Ministries. And Rick, welcome to the program. Glad you're on with us again today.
It is a joy, as always, to be with you, Dino, and to speak to those who are listening, not only here in the United States, but around the world, and be able to impact them and encourage them. It's an amazing privilege that we have in the day in which we live.
It's a very interesting world, Rick, that we live in. As you've already mentioned, there's so many things that are changing. There's almost a one-world system that's coming into existence, which is what the Bible predicts one day. And there's a lot of walls that are coming down, a lot of barriers being broken down. I remember years ago, Rick, that when we as Americans would go into the Olympic Games, we wanted Americans to win everything. And it was a nationalism that we held on to back in those days. And I think we've lost some of that. And I think other nations have lost some of that. And so there's this conglomeration taking place. And it also affects mission. And so, Rick, what do you see as the problem of doing missions in the modern world that we're living in?
Well, you touched on so many of the changes that are taking place in our world, and certainly that's true. And, you know, there's a prophetical aspect of this that we're not going to get into today. We're not fortune tellers or prophets in that sense. Though many people believe that the Lord is coming soon, we know He's coming as imminent. Of course, that brings up missions, of the importance of fulfilling the Great Commission while we can and while we have opportunity. But it is a difficult proposition. It has always been a difficult proposition. You know, Christians get saved, and we're thankful for that, and it seems that there often is a lack of commitment. You know, Christianity should be worldly. And when I say that, someone will say, what? Of course, not worldly in the sense of the morality of it, but in the sense of the missional aspect of it. Our job is to take the gospel to the world. You know, there might be an argument to be made that God has brought the world a lot closer to be reached in so many avenues, but the commitment aspect is certainly one of the greatest difficulties, but it is literally our purpose for being, and one of the great focuses of Dino Padrone Ministry.
Yeah, I think you're hitting on a really a very special nail, Rick, with what you're saying. there appears to me to be this tremendous world that we live in, and it's not difficult to get to places as long as we aren't fighting with COVID and not fighting with wars and guerrilla warfare going on around the country. I mean, as far as the technology and even flying in an airplane, it's not difficult to get there. But it seems to me that there's a real mistake that is made when people keep leaving and coming to America to get an education, and then they don't go back because of the prosperity of America that's drawn them here. And, you know, we can be very thankful for the prosperity that we have in America. Some of the poorest people in America, quite frankly, are some of the wealthiest people in the world, if the stats were put together on it. So, Rick, what do you see happening? I know with our college, there's a lot of interest in this whole idea of training people where they're at. You know, we're doing chapels now. There are people that are connecting with us on Zoom from around the world with our chapels. Give us some of your thinking on that.
Well, you know, that idea of going home is dear to me. I personally have spent most of my ministry life in my hometown, in my home area. I have three compatriots, pastors, who did the same thing. We went to Bible college, we trained, and we went to our hometowns, our home state at least, to minister. And so I believe there's some truth to that. You know, Jesus in the Great Commission said to Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world, the idea of being able to and being faithful to where God birthed you and then rebirthed you, I think is a powerful truth. That's not to say that great men, great servants of God have not gone around the world. Certainly the Apostle Paul went around the known world in his day, and there's a place for that. But the majority of those people were home. But they need to be trained as well. And so that's the exciting thing about Padron Ministry College, that we're able to lower those walls and reach out to the world.
Yeah, and Rick, you have a big part in this college with mentoring, and you and Olubanmi King are two of the first mentors we have in our ministry here. Tell the people a little bit about what that is that you do with mentoring students.
Well, you know, when we first got involved in mentoring, and mentoring is sort of been set as the primary distinction of our school. There are many online colleges, but none that have made mentoring a primary distinction. And I just spent this morning with some students in Africa, two of them who are new students, and we're in our first week of school, just getting them acclimated to varying aspects, and we're still in that process. Just, for example, our chapel is this afternoon, and the problem of time zones and what time is it in their time zone and so on. But the opportunity to speak into the lives of people that we do not know well now, but we will come to know well as time goes by, and then being with them through the process of their education, their spiritual life, and then their ultimate ministry, and helping them all along the way and encouraging them and challenging them is a wonderful privilege that I am thankful to be on the ground floor of.
You know, you and I had a brief chat before we came on the air today, and you were telling me about the connection with them. And one of the fellows got up at 4:30 in the morning without realizing the chapel was actually 4:30 in the afternoon, and how you helped them. And I just smiled as I listened to that story, because that's really what we're looking for, that connection, that uniqueness. I remember, Rick, going to Africa a couple of times with my good friend, your good friend, David Arnold, and actually the exhaustion from all of that. We saw a lot of wonderful things happen. You were in Myanmar, and I've been there, and the exhaustion from all of that. But there's something special with what we're doing that I think will spread the gospel a lot more. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron talking to you. Rick Ramsey, part of our team, is here with us today talking about our international outreach, international ministry. We're talking about our college. Rick is one of the first mentors in the program. In fact, I think you are the first mentor on the male side, Rick, with our program. And we're talking about this whole idea of reaching and training young people. Now, Rick, you have mentioned the fact that there is this commitment problem. Talk about what you see with commitment.
Well, you know, again, when the Lord saved us, we were so gloriously rejoicing in that, and often would share that with people around us. But then when you think about the world, their eyes tend to glaze over a little bit about how to do that. And then to think of surrendering to serve in missions, even locally, but around the world as well. It's quite the challenge, but once the commitment is there to be obedient to the Lord, then God is not poor and God is not uncommitted. And he told us what to do. Those of us, maybe some of us who are seniors and we are not working any longer, maybe you're retired. You know, the Lord said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into his harvest field. And prayer is a vital part of the ministry. And I think maybe if we could be a part of our college ministry, if we could accumulate some prayer warriors, maybe some that are listening today, who would commit to just pray daily that the Lord would send people and help us train people, and then provide all of the finances there. Once we start praying, then our burden comes, our passion comes, and the result can be amazing when we start doing that. It's very simple, and God gave us the solution, and we need to do it.
Yeah, that's well said, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Rick, and I like that thought. Burden comes from the prayer. It does. We have a prayer team, as you know, Rick, that we send requests out to. We have 40 on that team right now. We want to get it to 100. So you that are listening in, if you want to be on that prayer team, simply send your email to dinopedrone@gmail.com. Just send it to my name, DINOPEDRONE, dinopedrone@gmail.com, and you will get weekly prayer requests. We sent out a number of them already today to people. And we want people to pray. There's no question that anything that has any effect on the work of God is this whole idea of prayer. You know, Rick, I was thinking as you were talking about commitment, I began my studies at a small school in upstate New York called Practical Bible Training School. You went to Tennessee Temple University at first, right, Rick? I think that's where you started.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And of course, Tennessee Temple was a pretty substantial university, wonderful place. But I've been to university, I've been to seminary and so forth. But I remember those early days in that small Bible Institute that I was at. People would come in and they would talk about their ministries. And we had a group of people, I was one of them. We were committed. We said, okay, now, Lord, what do you want us to do? And I found myself every week saying, I think that's what I want to do. Another speaker would come in the next week, I'd say, well, that's what I want to do. Another speaker, then that's what I want to do. And I realized you can't do it all. But what that is, there's a willingness, and I want to keep that as I get older, Rick, and I'm sure you do too, just a willingness. Lord, what is it you're saying? What is it you want us to do? And get into the middle of it. And so when we talk about commitment, I think that's what we're talking about, isn't it, Rick?
Yes, it is. And I remember some of those same experiences. I can vividly remember a missions conference. I knew the Lord had called me to preach. I didn't even know if the Lord wanted me to pastor or he wanted me to be a missionary or just wanted me to be an evangelist. I didn't know. And so I was in a missions conference one time, and the challenge was laid out every night, surrender to missions. And in my mind, I was thinking, God, you'll send me to China or you'll send me to Africa, a place I don't want to go if I surrender to missions. And finally, on a Thursday evening, I walked the aisle and said, Lord, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And, of course, the Lord ended up putting me in the pastorate, but I went to Romania as a missionary. I've been to Myanmar as a missionary. I'm serving with Dino Pedrone Ministries as a missionary and a Barnabas-type encouragement ministry otherwise. And so you're right. It's interesting that I just read a devotional by Chuck Swindoll, which many people would know that name. And he was talking about how finding your focus and finding your ministry is powerful. You know, a duck swims really well, but they don't climb trees well. And sometimes we need to find out God's gifting to us, 1 Corinthians 12, and focus on that gifting and the place where he's put us. And, you know, some things I can do well, other things I can't do so well. But the commitment is the major part. I will run into roadblocks. The Apostle Paul wasn't allowed to go to Asia, but he was allowed to hear the Macedonian call. And so Macedonia was actually closer at the time, I believe. And so our commitment level, when we surrender and open ourselves up, then the Lord can guide us if we'll just be patient and wait on him.
I want you to think just a moment, Rick, about this question. I want to say a few things before, but, you know, in your view, what does it mean to commit? What does it mean to commit? But I want you to think of this with me, Rick. When I came out of Bible school, I went to university and so forth. My wife and I really felt that God wanted me to be a pastor, and she wanted to be a pastor's wife. And so that was our commitment. We decided we'd find a place to go to. We'd go and spend our life in this one place. And the place that we went to, as you know, was Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And our whole goal was to spend our life there. I had no interest in getting into education, none whatsoever. In 1974, I founded a Christian school that today is a booming school there called Cumberland Valley Christian School. And all of a sudden, I'm in the middle of education plus pastoring and preaching and teaching and conference work. And then I moved to Florida and I took over two major Christian schools. And eventually, we had about 2,000 students in those schools. And I remember they asked me to be the state school president of the school association. And I remember saying to them, you need to get an educator. I'm not an educator. And it was almost as if they never listened to me. And they put me into the middle of the Christian school movement. It was one of the great blessings of my life. Then I was president of a Bible college. And now we have founded this school. I think the issue of commitment is really to him. And then God somehow does things exceedingly abundantly above what we would ask or think. Give me your thoughts on that, Rick, and then tell me a little bit about, when you speak about commitment, what you're talking about.
Yes. Well, you know, my favorite missionary story in the Bible, I believe, is the story in Mark chapter 5 where Jesus has just led the disciples through a storm on the Sea of Galilee. And they woke him up and said, Master, don't you care that we perish? And they were all troubled. And then when he calmed the seas, they come ashore at a particular location, and it was the land of Gad, or the Gadarenes. And there they encountered this demonic man who was dominated by Satan, and no one could control him. Was that an accident? No, that was the plan of God. And he was there. The sinner gets saved. And the sudden change that takes place in that man, he's sitting at Jesus' feet, and he says, now, Jesus, I want to stay with you. And Jesus tells him that you're not to stay with me. You're to go home and tell your friend about me. And the scripture says in Mark chapter 5 and verse 20, after Jesus had said to him, go home to thy friends, tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And verse 20 says, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And so when we come to this idea of commitment, it's a matter of surrender. So when the Lord said, no, you can't stay with me, oh my, how much we want to just stay with our Savior. And he certainly did, but the Lord said, no, I want you to go home and tell your friends. And, you know, this applies again to the guys who are training at Padron Ministry College. Some of them would love to come to America, and God might be saying to them, I want you to go home. and tell your friends. You'll have a means of communication there that others wouldn't have. So it's a surrender. When I speak of commitment, I'm speaking of surrender to what God wants, what Jesus wants, what the Holy Spirit tells you through His Word as you meditate and wait on the Lord.
That's good, Rick. That's really well said. And sometimes we're not aware of what He wants us to do. We have a pretty good plan in mind, but sometimes he corrects the plan, doesn't He?
Boy, He does, and He moves us. And I've often said this, too, in recent years. He stretches us when we think we're at a place where we're going to settle right here and it's going to be easy and maybe like myself at a different age and a little more laid back. And then my phone rings and it's Dino Padron saying, "Would you go to Myanmar?" And so I was being stretched. And then we get into this place of trying to raise money for pastors in Myanmar. And, you know, through preaching and teaching and all the means that I can. And then my phone rings and you say, "Would you be a mentor?" So God constantly stretches us. And of course, we need to determine always what God's will is in all of those things. And we prayed about all of those things. And we should. But just the opportunity to surrender and to be used of the Lord is the desire of every Christian, I believe.
Yeah, that's so well said, Rick. That's right. I'm often reminded as you were talking in my mind, I often think of the conversion story of C.S. Lewis, and he called himself the most reluctant convert in England. He had other plans for his life, but the Lord saved him, and he said, I'm a reluctant convert. Well, Rick, we have 1 minute left. Is there anything else about a biblical perspective that we ought to be thinking about in relation to missions? We have just a few seconds left here.
Okay. Well, you know that I told you that greatest missionary story by the greatest missionary just a few moments ago, that young man who was delivered and then became a servant of God. But, you know, Apostle Paul, I mentioned this or alluded to this just a little bit earlier in Acts 16. He was determined to go to Asia, and God said, "No, you can't go there." He was forbidden. He wanted to go to Bithynia, and the Spirit of the Lord said, "No." And while he's waiting and praying and trying to determine where he's going, God says, "I want you to go to Macedonia." And he spread the gospel. And that's what the Christian life is about. It's waiting on God, obeying God, trusting Him, and serving Him.
Thank you so much, Rick. That's right on target. To get involved with our college, simply go to Dino Padron Ministries. That's plural, dinopadronministries.com, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, ministries.com. And simply go there and push the little button that speaks about the Ministry College, and it all opens up on the webpage. You may want to apply to be a mentor. You may want to apply to be considered as a faculty member. If you have proper credentials, we will look at them. You may want to become a student. You may say, "I don't really know that I could qualify as a student." We'll try it. Again, it's not a university where you go and sit in a classroom. It's a school without walls. It's done through social media. And we have a wonderful board that's overseeing it. We have a wonderful team of faculty members that are growing with us, mentors that we've already heard about today, and some wonderful days ahead of us with this wonderful ministry college. So go there and find this information and look it up and see what God has for your life, and get in contact with us. We would love to talk to you about this. Thanks for being on again, Rick. You're a regular here. Appreciate you so very much. Don't forget Monday through Friday, our Bible study. On Fridays, a special guest coming in each Fridays now as we talk with him and discuss wonderful truths from the Bible. Have a blessed week.
Listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.